B-Pod Studios.
Farzetta and Trey in the morning.
Put it up.
Bob Cooney. Jamie Lynch. And Sam Wilson. Now, start your day with Farzetta and Trey on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Welcome in, everybody, and good morning. Happy Friday.
Greetings. I can't wait to get started. But before we get started.
Yes, sir.
Before we get started.
What's up?
I need everybody to reach underneath the right end of their desk there. Right up here where the module is. Reach all the way under there, please. Oh, you too, Mark. Hey, Sam, reach to the right of your keyboard. Hey, Jamie, reach back there behind your the little file
is
cabinet.
Is that what that is?
Oh, just reach back there. Reach back there, please.
What did you just put this here?
Are you serious?
I already found it. And I was like, Sam, what the hell?
And I was like, somebody got
it. Hey, Ryan, back there, our Twitch guy.
Wait a minute.
I need you to reach under the left
nothing.
Side of
you
your desk. Oh, you got something there.
Where's it at?
Twitch, you're going to want to, the Twitch is, you're going to want to see this on Twitch, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, it's there.
I'm about to do the big reveal. We've just been iced.
I am so happy we can't do this right now because I would
yours
look like.
Yours is there.
It's alcohol, it better be.
Triple black crisp lime taste.
We've just been iced by Trey Thomas.
He is the best.
Look at Bob. He's like, alcohol? He was the first one in this morning. Trey.
I'm crawling all over.
I was wondering. Here so early?
That's why the duct tape was
yes.
You sneaky bastard.
Look, folks, Trey just iced us at 6 o'clock in the morning.
That's awesome. A record.
It's not, it's 5:57.
Yes! I can't believe
he
this. Could you imagine seeing this big man getting under desks and taping all this
stuff? What time did you get here?
3 o'clock this morning, I took a picture. I made sure I was like, look, I got to get here super early. I'm icing everybody.
3 o'clock in the morning.
Yes.
I mean, I don't want to violate rules, but I also don't want to be rude. You know what I'm saying?
I'll violate rules.
You are the greatest.
It's
cold.
Yes.
Yeah.
They've been sitting in the refrigerator for 2 days now.
So,
because they had a way to get some duct tape.
Here's.
Did you get it on Amazon?
No, I told the missus, hey, buy some duct tape for me, please.
9:50, my takeaway of the day will be drinking this Smirnoff Ice.
Oh, doing an iced.
I mean, I have to. Those are the rules. It's in the Constitution. Mm-hmm. Ben Franklin and that Jefferson fella were like, put this in. This has to be it. If you're iced, you got to drink it.
You do.
Yeah. And you've been iced.
That is awesome.
What possessed you? What was your inspiration?
I don't know, because we talked about it a while back.
Yeah, like 6 months ago.
Yeah, that's all right. I found it away.
This is like when you just mention something to your wife, like, what do you, oh, you know what? I really need that new power drill or whatever it is. And then you get it for Christmas because, oh, you listened, right? Trey's like, oh, I'm going to ice these bastards.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm sitting on it like, oh, yeah.
This is amazing.
When is going to be a good time to ice these guys?
Kudos to you, my friend. Hat tip.
Right?
Hat tip.
Yeah. And we'll drink this in celebration of the park that is being named for you on Sunday in Deland, Florida.
Thank you.
That is awesome.
By the way, when you get there, Trey, look under the swing. No, all right. So just a little backstory here. Trey and I are prepping for the show, and we're talking about the Astros, which we will get in a second. But we're talking, and he puts his jacket on, he pats his pockets to come over here, and he goes, wait, what the heck's that? And he pulls out a roll of, like, duct tape, a roll of gaffer's tape. And I look at him, and I say the obvious thing. I go, kidnapping recently? And he goes, oh, no, man, it's got stuff in my thing. And then he says, yeah, you're iced, by the way. Look under the console. Hat tip, my friend.
Thank you.
Awesome.
I just want to go through the progression real quick of this Astros story. Because I am now in a state of amazement with the Houston Astros. I went from, you ain't cheating, you ain't trying, to, oh, damn, that was complex, to right now, I feel dirty. Like, if I was a Houston Astros fan right now, I would feel dirty. I wouldn't, obviously, I ain't got nothing to regret. I enjoyed a parade with my team and all that stuff. But if you really have been following this story, it is nothing short of incredible. The fact that the progression goes out with you have A.J. Hinch being fired, their manager, Jeff Ludlow, their general manager, getting fired after their managers or their owner said, to heck with it, them being suspended for a year, that's nothing. We got to make sure we do more than that. We're moving on entirely as a franchise. They get docked the draft picks as well. And then Alex Cora, he gets fired by the Red Sox, more or less. And then you have Carlos Beltran yesterday. He gets fired or walks away from the New York Mets because he spent time in the Astros organization. He was a member of the 2017 team. And apparently, all this had been public, but they don't ask Carlos Beltran about it while they're interviewing him for the position, which is amazing.
Classic, yeah. Dumb Mets.
Like, hey, Zach Wheeler, you're welcome. Like, you know, they can't hurt you anymore. You're with us now. But Carlos Beltran walks away from his job because of basically they had a conversation and probably what was mutually agreed to part ways.
Yeah.
So then that sends the New York media in a tizzy for those that follow the Mets. And Michael Kay, who is a radio host up in New York for the Yes Network, he goes off and just says, well, all these cheaters and all that stuff, and why is a guy like Jose Altuve not wanting them to take their jersey off? Why was that happening in the ALCS after he hit the home run off for Rollis Chapman and all that? And then Carlos Beltran's niece becomes the second biggest whistleblower, maybe, in this whole case. Because she
if it's really his niece.
Was it his niece?
Because Gary Sheffield Jr. thinks it's a Major League Baseball player burner account.
Okay. Hey, I'll welcome all theories here.
Yeah.
But so I even tweeted out. Now, people started putting out this tweet of Jose Altuve going to cross the plate after the home run where his teammates were going to mob him and rip his jersey off and all that stuff. People were tweeting out this GIF left and right yesterday. And I was like, you know, let me just see if this is just available in the Jose Altuve GIF library on Twitter. And sure enough, a couple of scrolls down, there it was.
Hmm.
So I'm like, oh, wow, okay, so this has been used a lot already, even prior to yesterday. So I tweeted out, along with the story, that it's apparently Carlos Beltran's niece, allegedly, saying that Jose Altuve did not want his jersey ripped off because he was wearing, on his person, a buzzer that would go off to indicate what kind of pitch he was about to get. That is next level. Then there was a post-game photo with another teammate with his shirt off that looked like he had a little something on him as well. Now, it could have been, I don't know, a heart monitor. I don't know. But if this is the implication, in all honesty, if you're doing the post-game interview and you have no idea of what's going on and somebody has an electrical piece, you're going to assume it's something next-gen stat-ish. Mm-hmm, you're going to assume it's something health-wise. You're not going to go, oh, hey, you're cheating.
Mm-hmm.
So she tweets out, allegedly her, tweets out, that, oh, sorry, T.O. Altuve and Bergman, by the way, they were wearing buzzers on their shoulders. So that is why people think, myself included, Jose Altuve didn't want his jersey ripped off because it would have revealed this buzzer that was a cheating mechanism. I now feel dirty just as a fan of baseball for how in-depth this cheating scandal is. This is maybe one of the worst cheating scandals I can remember in sports. Like, even going back to 1919 with the Black Sox, 100 years ago, I can't believe how in-depth this
like
was.
I remember that.
You still have your Buck Weaver jersey. I remember.
Yeah. Well, here's where it gets really interesting also. So Major League Baseball is in a real critical time right now because you're talking pace of play, shift and all that stuff that people that are turning people off. It's home runner walks, you know, home runner strikeouts. That's all it is. So Major League Baseball is at this real, like, tumultuous point where games are taking 3.5 hours. You're losing some fans. Do they go in a full investigation and start stripping stars out of the league? Jose Altuve, you cheated. Boom. You know, you can go to Bergman. Boom. You know, you might go around and find out that these guys that were hitting, you know, 400 and hitting 35, 40 home runs, a lot of them were cheating. Do you pull them out of the game? Do you go that deep in your investigation?
Mm-hmm. It's going to be interesting. Well, the thing that always blew me away, and Trey, I even said this, I couldn't believe no players were suspended. Yeah. They took care of the manager, took care of the general manager. They both ended up losing their jobs. And now all of a sudden, I was like, well, even at that time, I was like, wait, hold on, no players are suspended? Oh, players are going to get suspended now.
Yeah.
And I'm not even kidding you, and this gets lost in our world today because we always go for the, you know, the hot, not we, but people always go for the hot take, right? It is not hot. If you're arguing with your friends later today and your buddy goes, you know, lifetime ban, you know, That's not a hot take.
Mm-hmm.
That is something that baseball will be looking at when it comes to players like this. You look at Shoeless Joe Jackson, Buck Weaver from that Black Sox team from 1919. You look at Pete Rose. Like, all that stuff, this is definitely on the table when it comes to a lifetime ban discussion. If baseball has done that in the past, this is something you have to entertain as well. A World Series was won. A team went to another World Series because of it. Like, this is something that has to be at least discussed at Major League Baseball's highest levels.
Yeah, this is not good, you know, especially when you have all this footage out there. And then you had this one video that showed, like, different little bulges in everybody's jerseys, uh-huh, in different jerseys. It's just crazy right now that they went to the lengths of, you know, this much. And, you know, it's, players are going to get it.
Mm.
Now that you've gotten some of the coaches and managers, they're getting axed. All right, players, you next online, and you have all the video footage.
Yeah. Well, that was my thought, and I was curious if you guys thought this too yesterday. When this all started coming out, I thought to myself, oh my God, Major League Baseball knew all about this. And that's why they tried to be proactive and say, you know, general manager, manager, fire, we're ahead of this, we got this, those guys are out, problem solved.
Right.
And then they sat on their hands and they're like, oh God, I hope nobody else digs any deeper. And
they 100% knew.
No question in my mind, Jamie. It was one of the first things that popped in yesterday when I saw it.
Carlos Beltran basically lost his job because he's met a couple of Astros. Like, I understand. Like, he's been an Astro in his career for the shortest amount of time, I think, with any team he's been with. But he was on that 2017 team.
Collateral damage.
Exactly.
This is going to be huge. I can't wait to see what the Red Sox, because, you know, at first it's like, you know, they weren't as complicated a system as the Astros. Yeah, okay. Let's investigate that now, because this is just starting.
It feels like that tip of the iceberg.
Did you see the Cody Bellinger tweet? One of the game's best young players. And says, absolutely a sad day if this is true. You know, severe punishment has to be handed down because this really jeopardizes the integrity of the game.
But here's the only thing that's, a lot of things are different, but the main thing that's different between 1919 and Pete Rose's ban is that the Players Association is about, what, a billion times stronger?
The strongest in the country, probably. Odubel Herrera is still on our roster.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Yeah, because he's...
Because of the Players Union.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. They're incredibly powerful.
So we'll wait to see what happens with all this, but I do believe this is only the tip of the iceberg.
I mean, this could get so deep. Like, I started thinking yesterday, how do you find some things out? Say if you can go back and look. Have the Astros traded many pitchers or any pitchers over the last few years?
Right.
Because if pitchers know about it on that team and go to another team, the Astros would have to know. Oh, they're gonna rat. They would have to.
Was it Jessica Mendoza of ESPN yesterday?
She's with the Mets now.
She's in the Mets organization, in their front office. Mm-hmm. She she just does some Sunday night games, I think.
She did Sunday night baseball for the last 2 years.
Right. Okay. So she came out and said that it's a weird thing, that it's a whistleblower as a former player.
Mm-hmm.
It's one thing to go to another team and give the goods on your former team. Like, for instance, what the guy likes to throw.
Right.
You know, this guy, you got to watch him in this situation because he likes to do this, whatever. But it's another thing to say, by the way, this is how they cheat. And the other point she makes is it's not about a guy saying tendencies of another player. It's a guy saying to the world that this team cheats.
Mm-hmm.
And this is how they do it. This is what you have to watch for. Camera in center field. Zoomed in on the catcher's crotch to get signals. Banging trash cans, whatever it might be. And now, the other implication of a buzzer being on someone's shoulder that would, for whatever it might have been, buzz twice for a fastball, buzz once for off speed, or whatever it been. Like, that is just, it's ridiculous.
Wow.
And I do, here's the thing. People will talk about steroids. Oh, if you're going to talk about lifetime bans, then what about Mark McGwire, and what about Barry Bonds and all that? At least those guys were, like, working out. Like, at least they were putting work in, because guys that are on steroids, Trey, I mean, look, you might know more than me with that circle, but, like, those are the guys that are working out. Like, it's not like you just take a pill or an injection and all of a sudden you have superhuman strength and you can eye a baseball better and hit it farther and all that. You got to put some work into it.
Yeah, you still got to put the work in.
Like, I have more respect for guys that put steroids in their body than I do human growth hormone than I do for guys that were just like buzz.
Absolutely. Alex Wood, pitcher on the Dodgers, said, I'd much rather you know, pitch to a guy on steroids than pitch to a guy that knows where the ball's going every single time.
Yeah, I agree with that. How long has this been going on? I mean, you know.
Years.
I know. So how far back are you going to go?
It's a great question. That's why we're only at the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah.
It's going to be huge.
Dare I say, and I thought about this yesterday with Carlos Beltran, remember that postseason he had for the Astros in 04 where he hit 8 home runs?
Yeah.
And then he went and signed a Kajunga deal?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I mean, look, I don't know, but...
Well, that's why the players...
Nothing's off the table.
That's why the players have to be held accountable, because they're the ones literally benefiting from this.
And that was 13 years ago.
Sheesh.
I mean, do we all agree that every team's trying some version of cheating?
I don't know. I think Gabe is probably above that. Gabe was above that.
I hear you. I understand what you're saying.
Exactly. You guys are playing Fortnite. We're cool.
Guys are dripping with sweat.
Gabe wasn't about that. He just hired a female.
Yes, he did.
See that?
Good for him. Yeah.
Cutting edge. Gabe.
Yeah, he is. Messed him already.
It's because she has a really good cheating scheme. No. But in all seriousness, when you look at every Major League Baseball team, really every professional sports team, they're trying to gain an edge. But this is, as I said on Twitter yesterday, this is next level cheating.
Yeah.
I honestly feel dirty as a baseball fan that this was going on. And I was like, wow, those Astros, man, good for them. They did it the right way. They built their farm system and, you know, they traded off pieces and all that. And they got better from within. Yeah, gross.
Yeah. And, you know, I said to you guys before, Jose Altuve is one of my favorite, if not my favorite baseball player outside, you know, Phillies, whatever. But I love watching that guy hit. Mm-hmm. And, you know, compact, what's he, 5'7", 5'6", whatever he is. And now it's just, yeah, same as you. I hear it yesterday. I'm like, oh, no, not Altuve. Seriously?
So the last thing I'll say about it, for this segment, is that you can't do anything nowadays without it being on video, as we all know by now.
Right.
Like Trey icing us, for instance, is now on video.
Yes.
But Altuve runs off the field after hitting the home run, goes up to Ken Rosenthal for the post-game interview. And Ken Rosenthal says, credit to Ken Rosenthal, by the way, for noticing that Altuve didn't want his teammates to rip his shirt off. And he goes, hey, you didn't want your teammates to rip your shirt off. Why not? And Altuve's like, it's the most awkward.
It's so awkward.
And he goes, wait, what'd you say? So he buys some time. And then Rosenthal asks again, we'll let you hear the audio. We have the cut. And he says, oh, I'm a shy guy. And my wife got mad at me the last time it happened. And you're like, yeah, okay, buddy.
Mm-hmm. Back then you were like, oh, that's cute.
It's adorable.
Yeah.
Because he's an adorable little man.
Yeah.
And then somebody also, I think one of the Houston Astro fans down there in Houston tweeted out the quotes from that interview. Uh-huh. And then pictures of Altuve on his Instagram shirtless.
On the beach in a banana hammock.
No, he wasn't rocking the banana hammock. But yeah, he was in his swim trunks, if you will.
So the guy has one of the biggest moments of his professional career. And the first thought he has is to pinch his jersey and say, don't rip it off. And then when he's handed his championship T-shirt, he sprints into the dugout in the tunnel to change before doing anything else.
Hmm.
Real interesting stuff.
It's like, I mean, Columbo, there's just one more thing, Jose.
I mean, the video, when you see him sprint into the tunnel, it's like, oh, he's guilty. Nobody does that.
This is, like I said, this is just the start of it. This is going to go, I wouldn't be surprised if this was something that we watched going into the season, more players coming out. I mean, there's going to be guys that feel spurned by the Astros that are going to give even more information. That's usually how something like this goes.
There's
right?
going to be a lot of burner accounts.
All right, next thing that we'll also discuss today, we'll be talking about this all morning, and you know, what's the punishment that you foresee? Because I certainly think that infamous lifetime ban in baseball is going to be brought up over the next couple of months, many times over. It'll be discussed. It'll be on the table. Major League Baseball will have to entertain that, at least curiosity from fans. Trey, you certainly, and we've talked about this many times. I mean, you played in the game where Spygate was a huge deal.
Yeah.
But it really seems nothing like this.
Nice.
I know they were using technology.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we grew up in a world where baseball, the one rule in every clubhouse. Bob, do you remember what it was? Don't bet on this game.
Oh, yeah.
The one thing, don't bet on this game. Pete Rose did it. Mm-hmm. Now there's a new thing because of the technological boom we've been experiencing. Don't use technology. Same thing in football, same thing in baseball. Can't use technology. they now broke that rule. And they broke it in, it seems, many ways over. So we'll talk about that as the show goes on today. We'll get people's opinions on it. I have something that I feel like it's a dumb question. Because anytime you ask about whether or not you want one of your players to be an all-star, the answer should be, absolutely, be an all-star. I'm not sure in this city people want Ben Simmons to make the all-star team.
He's campaigning.
So you pointed this out to me today. I didn't see this tweet.
Mm-hmm.
What was it?
That he's campaigning. He's sending out, he has a tweet going around to help him get voted in.
It says I lead the league in steals, basically.
Yeah, that he leads.
2020 all-star.
Yeah.
With the link to vote.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want Ben Simmons to make the all-star team?
No, it's not really high on my list. I mean, you know, does he mean a lot to the team? Yes. Is he playing at a hard all-star level? No.
Yeah.
You're thinking deeper. You're thinking if he makes it, he gets settled in the way
fine.
He's playing.
Yeah, I'm fine.
Doesn't have to improve on other things. I hear you on that. I've never been like the all-star guy. Oh, that's such a great thing.
Uh-huh.
That stuff I had to, you know, back in the day, vote on awards and stuff like that. But I hear you. I kind of agree with you. I think this is the way you're thinking. Might be better for him and the team if he doesn't make the all-star.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a little kick in the butt is like, no, you're not good enough. And maybe that helps him in the long run.
Well, Jamie, you want him on the all-star team?
Not particularly.
Wow. We are 4-for-4. And that is going to be our Twitter poll today, and we'll get Sam to put it out officially a little bit later.
Because I think it means a lot to him.
Yes, it does.
So I want him humbled.
It'll cut him to the core.
Kind of.
For him out there campaigning this right now, it means a lot to him.
Yeah.
I don't want him on the. I don't want to make him the all-star. Right now, he's eighth in the voting.
It's really bizarre.
Little change today. We were trying to get Michael Kay from NJ.com. He had some great stuff. The Eagles are in the news as well. They are eyeing a potential offensive coordinator from outside the organization that was mentioned on the show yesterday by a caller.
Makes sense.
It absolutely makes sense. So that's an interesting thing. We'll get into that. But here's the deal. 9 o'clock today, Jack McCaffrey from the Delco Times will join us. And Jack is the guy that inspired the quote of, well, I'm an all-star, so
mm-hmm.
Everything's just peachy. Everything's just wonderful. So we'll ask the question, do you want Ben Simmons to make the all-star team? 610-632-0975, 610-632-0975. Trey, as you pointed out, he put out a tweet that said, NBA leader in steals, hashtag 2020 all-star, with the vote, with the link to click and vote on.
Yeah, it's a really cool video, too.
It is a cool video. Good job to whoever did that for him.
Yeah,
that's good
production.
Stuff. Good work out of him.
Yeah.
That or her. Whoever did it.
Whoever
did it, it's amazing.
Yeah.
I don't like rooting against guys on my teams to make all-star teams, but as of right now, I think it's the only thing that really catches attention. Tonight, I believe, will mark the 20th game where Ben Simmons possibly does not shoot a three or
he's going to take one tonight, Mark. I feel, Trey,
so?
I might bet it tonight.
All right.
I think he's going to fire one up, yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I'll put some on it then.
I do.
All right.
Did you hear the stat, real quick?
What's that?
Hear the stat I gave to Jamie this morning? Giannis Antetokounmpo last night gets 37 points, 17 rebounds, right? They kill the Celtics. They end up only winning by 5 because the Celtics, you know, had a big fourth quarter. But for the most part, Milwaukee killed them. You look at another great night by Antetokounmpo. He also had 7 assists, whatever. If you combine what he shot from the foul line and the three-point line last night in those 37 points, 10 for 25. He was 10. Listen to this, though. This is, and Ben Simmons came right into my mind when I looked up the box score last night. He was 10 for 20 from the foul line.
Good.
0 for 5 from 3.
Good.
Yeah, but 37 points, 17 rebounds, 7 assists.
Hey.
Like that MVP numbers again. Ben's got to take a look at that. That's got to be the guy that you emulate. That has to be the way you play the game. Has to be.
That is insane. 610-632-0975, 610-632-0975. For those of you just joining us, especially if you're on Twitch, we got iced earlier at the start of the show. We barely even said good morning. And Trey was like, hey, everyone, check under your seat. Can I be honest with you, Trey? I was half expecting a ticket to Florida to be at your park dedication.
No, I'm sorry. It's ice.
Don't be sorry. This is awesome.
No, this is
Oprah
this
never iced anybody. She just gives them awesome giveaways. We have Trey, who ices us.
Yeah,
that's right.
This is a better story.
He's our Oprah, in a way.
I'm going to Trey?
Yeah, all right.
I believe that's the biggest compliment you've ever gotten.
All right, you get iced.
610-632-0975. Coming up, we'll let you hear Jose Altuve after he crossed home plate and talked to Ken Rosenthal.
Oh, he guilty.
Very guilty.
There's no denying it. Red-handed. Time of the Fanatic 621.
Farzetta and Trey in the morning.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Roll out. Roll out.
All right.
Yeah.
You are listening to 97.5 The Fanatic. Ladies and gentlemen, the 6 o'clock hour is brought to you by United Rentals Power and HVAC. For all your penetration...
Hey.
Something like that.
Yeah. I did not drink the Smirnoff Ice at the break.
I did.
For all your power generation and HVAC rentals in the tri-state area, visit unitedrentals.com. Our man Kush is telling us on Twitter right now that he'll vote for Ben Simmons one time for each three-pointer he takes from now until the All-Star game.
Oh, okay.
That's pretty good.
Yeah,
good for him.
That's solid.
Sam, let's make it official. Who brings us our Twitter poll?
Window Nation, take advantage of Window Nation's 50% off sale on all style windows, plus make no down payment with no payments and no interest for 12 full months. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
And what is the Twitter question today?
Do you want Ben Simmons to make the All-Star game? Yes or no? We have just under 600 votes. 64% say no, they do not.
64! Okay, I was expecting this to be more of the 55 range, 55% yes, they want him to make the All-Star team. Which I was saying was that we are a divided Sixer nation. That's what we are. But, no, it's more so in the majority of,
they don't want to make it. I've seen a lot of people, like of his friends, posting like his campaign video and saying swipe up to vote, and I haven't voted yet.
Mm.
And I probably won't.
Way to make a stand.
I know.
So
we're 5 for 5. Have me on the
this
wagon.
Isn't a Philly hates Ben Simmons
no.
type of thing. No. We're looking out for the betterment of Ben Simmons.
I want the best version of Ben.
He needs to realize that. When he hears, oh my God, you guys on the Farzetta and Trey show this morning were saying he shouldn't be an All-Star. You don't want him to be an All-Star. Because it's better for you, Ben.
Exactly.
It's better for you.
Uh-huh. You know, this is the perfect example of the analogy I always make when I'm trying to describe Philadelphia sports fans to people from outside our circle, right? I always say that we're a fan base of strict fathers more than we are nurturing mothers.
Yeah.
More of the nurturing mothers. I think the vast majority of sports fans, I think, are more like the nurturing mother. Oh, you lost. It's okay. Juice box, orange peel. Here you go. That type of thing. More so than Philadelphia. Philadelphia is more of that strict father type of mentality. Like, oh, you better go to your room. Try better next time. That type of thing. But, yeah, we get more in our team's faces.
We don't give participation trophies.
No,
we do not.
No. You didn't get no stickers here.
We absolutely do not.
Well, it's funny because my brother-in-law is in town from Baltimore. For a baseball convention. He's a very successful high school coach. And he texted me last night saying, hey, my guys want to listen to you guys in the morning. What station you on again? And that's what popped into my mind. Like, they're probably like, oh man, I got to hear what these Philly guys, what they're like on the radio. Because you don't get it down there.
No, and you and I both have, and we've talked about this before, we have connections to Baltimore. And when I was, I think I lived like 8 months there, 9 months when I was little. And then we moved back to this area. But for a long time, that fan base, like before the Ravens, they were a nurturing mother fan base. Then the Ravens kind of made them turn a little bit.
Yeah.
And then the Orioles being god-awful for many years. Let's get to B-Hawk in Philly. What's up, B-Hawk?
Man, you're right. Ain't no nurturing mothers over here, man. That's the most corniest thing. You campaign, and now we answer the question, why you won't evolve your game. Bro, Ben Simmons is the type of player, I got 20 and 10, so I'm good. Man, it tells for yourself, man. Man, look, I ain't never going to shy away person for the accolades, do your thing. But for your intentions, no, I don't want you to make the All-Star game because it's going to go right to your head. Now we know why you want to improve your game. You got 20 and 10. You got 17, whatever. It's not me. It's nobody. Man, this dude got an ego, bro. That's crazy.
B-Hawk, hold on. I got to ask you. Do you really think that? Is it just this that makes you think like he's just an individual player?
I think so. I really, wow. I mean, you don't play like it. I really, it's telling on yourself. Like, I mean, when you said and done, can you imagine sitting down and meeting with somebody like that? Well, it's not me, it's him. But if you're having a group team meeting at work, and he's the type bull, every job you got that one person, well, it's not me, I'm producing, so everybody else. It's telling. You campaigning, fall off the game. We got work to do, man. You got to evolve. Where so you just ran a Giannis stat line, and you're not trying to evolve. So you comfortable where you at. So this All-Star game is really, I'm an All-Star. Come on, man.
It's a comforting thing for him to rest on the idea of him being an All-Star. If he doesn't make that the idea, it'll shake him enough to the point where he realizes his game has to take another step.
That's crazy. I just got that. I wasn't even supposed to call in. Then hearing all this cheating guys, stop giving the Patriots ideas with the baseball. you know what I mean? But all this cheating going, yo, that's crazy. I got to dive into that. But you know what? I wanted to say, after the next game, I watched a little bit of the game again. Yo, you know who career self-destructing right for the eyes? Kyrie Irving. What the heck is wrong with that? Yo, he said, after you heard what he said, the Nets championship. Yo, what's up with this dude, man? I think something might be wrong with him, man.
Well, you know.
He forgot that this guy, Kevin Durant, just sitting over there waiting to get healthy.
Yeah.
Can you imagine a bomb that just played? You just got two most toxic, sensitive dudes on the same team. Legs did drop a good jewel. The East is self-destructing itself, and we are sitting pretty. We just got to put this thing together. But far as Ben, man, sit your blank down and play ball.
Thanks, B. I appreciate it. You too, man. All right, as promised, Jose Altuve hits the home run. Against Aroldis Chapman in Game 6 of the ALCS, if I'm not mistaken, and goes to cross home plate. But right before he does, he grabs his jersey, holds it tight so his teammates can't rip it off. And you even see him signaling, waving his finger like Dikembe Mutombo, no, don't rip off my jersey. And he even points to him, to his shoulder, it looked like, hey, look, don't rip it off, I'm wearing something, you know? And it's supposedly a buzzer that would help tip pitches when he was in the batter's box. So afterwards, he gets asked by Ken Rosenthal of Fox Sports. And Ken Rosenthal, well, you hear the back and forth right here, right after that home run was hit.
You asked the teammates not to tear your shirt. Why?
What's that?
You asked your teammates not to tear your shirt. Why was that?
I don't know. I'm too shy. Last time they did that, I got in trouble with my wife.
So we said that, you know, we're alluding that maybe Major League Baseball kind of knew about this for years. Did Ken Rosenthal, like, was he kind of onto something? And, you know, look. You wonder.
Right.
I mean.
But he was on MLB Network, I think, 2018, saying, nah, they didn't cheat.
Huh. Yeah, I don't know. Like, as a
didn't see that. Dude, 2018 he said that?
Yeah.
Interesting. All right.
And that's the best lie he could come up with right there? That, hey, his man, wife? My wife would get upset with me?
Yeah, weird when your Instagram is covered with you in a bathing suit, shirtless, and you've taken your shirt off countless times on the baseball field.
Ken Rosenthal knew something.
Uh-huh.
The whispers had to have been going around. This guy just hit a home run off a guy who throws 110 miles an hour in one of the greatest moments of baseball, recent baseball. And his first question was, why didn't you want the guys to rip off your jersey?
Yeah.
There's whispers going around. So Ken Rosenthal is a great reporter. Your first question is, how did you know he was throwing an off-speed pitch when he only does that 29% of the time? Like, were you really zoned in on that pitch? Like, that's your line of questioning, not, hey, how come you didn't let them rip off? Now, I am totally convinced that these whispers have been going on for years.
Oh, we got bad boy adrenalism on the case. Yeah!
Trey, I don't want you to answer this right now. I want you to think about this for a second.
Okay.
You were, we've mentioned, you were involved. You played in a game where the other team was cheating. Uh-huh. I mean, it's the fact. Mm-hmm. There was fines, there was docking of draft picks and all that stuff. There was a burning of the tape with the Eagles-Patriots Super Bowl in 05 following the 04 regular season. What's worse, this cheating scandal or a cheating scandal that cost you a Super Bowl ring? I need you to weigh in, but I want you to think about it. I don't want you to just blurt out an answer. I want you to really think about it.
All right. Hey.
When we come back.
We'll come back.
I want you to just give me that answer. What's worse?
All right.
The 04 Spygate and all the stuff that surrounded the Patriots then, excuse me, their first cheating scandal, or what's going on right now with the Houston Astros. 610-632-0975, 610-632-0975. Coming up, we got some more cornhole information we want to give out a little bit. To answer Sam Wilson's question here on Twitter, I do have huge hands.
That was funny, right?
I have ginormous hands.
Yeah, I have big hands or tiny bottle.
I have what you call banana hands. So I got some oven mitts, as they might say. But yeah, as I'm holding the Smirnoff Ice, because we were iced by Trey Thomas, and I won't let that go. 9:50, I'll drink it. 610-632-0975, 610-632-0975. Time of the Fanatic is 6:40.
Farzetta and Trey in the morning.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Trey, it cost you a Super Bowl ring. I have no doubt in my mind. I have no doubt in my mind that they cheated and it cost you and at least two other teams, a Super Bowl ring. What is worse to you? This Astros cheating scandal or Spygate?
I think Spygate.
Spygate is worse.
I think Spygate
is worse. Why is Spygate worse?
Because I was involved in it.
I knew that was coming.
Personal bias.
Because it affected me. Yeah,
personal, affected me. Personal bias. All right. Yes. I get it. Again, it took away from you. But if you had to look at it from, I don't know, an outsider looking in?
I think it's all bad. I mean, cheating is cheating. I mean, you know.
This seems like.
That's what my wife would say. What, Bobby? Why are you looking at
me? I'm going to leave that one alone. But I will say that the thing that makes me feel so dirty about this Astros scandal is that literally, like, on the field, there was help. Yeah. When I was thinking about Spygate, it was coaching, it was practice type of thing. Like, off the field, you'd go get talked up, that type of thing. Mm. It wasn't like... I don't think they were communicating with guys at the line of scrimmage, because that rule was changed by then, I believe. Yeah. This is what's going to happen. And from what I've heard from both sides, guys that were on the Patriots and guys that were on the Eagles, it was like not that many adjustments were going to get made in-game anyway. This is at bat after at bat, guys getting tipped off to what's about to happen.
Yeah, that's pretty in-depth.
And then the other part of it is that when I do think back to 02, what I think of more so than even Spygate, or excuse me, 04, what I think of more so than even Spygate is Bill Belichick on the sideline being like, we're winning, right?
Mm-hmm.
Looking up at the scoreboard because that final drive took a while. So that's what I think of when I think of 04 or the 05 Super Bowl, whatever you want to call it. But you would say that Spygate was worse because of your personal involvement.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think this is going to... Spygate was you know, just pinpointed to one team.
Right.
Yeah, the team that won the championship, yes. This might be multiple championship teams. You know, if you go back and say, oh, this was going on when Boston won, when the Astros won. This is going on in Los Angeles when the Dodgers got to the series. This could be so much bigger than, obviously, one team.
Yeah, that's the thing that makes me go kind of beyond this. Even with all the great cheating scandals, the most famous cheating scandals from the Black Sox to Pete Rose betting on games and all that. Like, you think about stuff like that. Even the 51 New York Giants, the team with Bobby Thompson, the shot heard around the world, that team was accused of cheating, and apparently it's come out over, you know, and over again now that they were using a telescope from the scoreboard to steal signs. So this is something that has gone on and on. I heard a caller to Mike Miss's show 2 days ago where apparently there was wiring in the field a baseball team used to signal to the dugout from the scoreboard, wiring set up like almost Morse code to the dugout to let people know what was coming. Like, that's amazing. Like, they dug a trench, buried the wire, and basically just transmitted signals that way.
But how do you get it to the batter?
I have no idea.
Huh.
But they did it.
These are very complicated cheating scandals.
It really is. But this is something that will affect... It's already affected the Red Sox. It's already affected now the Mets because they had to part ways with their manager. This is something that just seems like it's going to continue to grow. How many more teams are doing something like this? If one team is doing it to this degree, other teams got to be doing a shade of this.
Absolutely.
And you know what? I'll say this much. I never minded a guy stealing signs at second base. I thought that was like gamesmanship. Like, what's he supposed to do?
Sure.
I get like you might get one up and in and all that stuff, but I never minded it because you should be changing your signals anyway when you have a guy on second just to be safe. Not every team does that, I guess. Mm-hmm. And that's where the up and in comes. But when I look at it like this, this is technology, videotaping signs, sealing them, breaking them down, and then allegedly sending maybe some sort of Morse code to the guy in the batter's box saying off speed, fastball, off speed, fastball.
So what's going to be the change now? Because, I mean, I know you're going to go ahead and say, all right, you're going to suspend people, you're going to fire guys, but what's going to be the change? Because this isn't going to stop.
You have to walk through a metal detector when you go up to bat every time.
They do the naked gun Frank Drebin pat down in every batter's box.
Hey, that's Enrico Palazzo.
So is it finally going to open the era of where the pitcher and catcher have some type of way of communicating without signals?
Yeah, so one thing that they talked about implementing, and this is far from official, it's just on the spitballing process, was a electronic communication between the catcher and the pitcher where there would be basically lights installed in the pitcher's mound that only the pitcher could see, that the catcher would basically, hit on his wristband or whatever, what the pitch is, and then the coinciding lights would pop up on the mound that only the pitcher could see. But then, of course, there's fear that it could be hacked or, messed with. So that's something that's been discussed already.
I have not seen this. The lights in the mound?
Yeah, that only the pitcher can see. That the catcher would signal to the mound what the calls are.
How is it that the pitcher would only be able to see? Oh, in the mound, so when he looks down.
Yeah, like you wouldn't be able to see it from anywhere else.
I think the pitchers should just start yelling out what pitch is coming.
Here comes a fastball.
Yeah exactly.
Well, at your head.
I thought of this when I was a little kid. Why is the catcher calling the pitches? And the pitcher has to, said, no, I don't want to throw. Why doesn't the pitcher just tell him what he's going to throw? When I was a kid, I would go around and say, why don't they just have signals that the pitcher says to the catcher, this is what I'm throwing? Because the catcher can't shake off a pitcher.
Right, yeah.
What I mean?
Yeah, I guess, yeah.
So, I don't know.
Any good catcher would tell you it's the pitcher's ERA. They get the final say, more or less.
Yeah.
610-632-0975, 610-632-0975. Let's get Alejandro up here. What's up, Alejandro? Alejandro, what's happening, brother?
What's good, man? Good morning.
Hey, man.
Good
morning.
Listen, y'all acting like this is something new about cheating.
It is.
No, everybody cheat.
Yeah, not like this.
I cheated on my diet. We got cheating going on all over the place. Oh, you forgot about Rosie Ruiz, she caught the damn Boston Marathon.
Yeah.
She got on the train.
Yeah, she got on the train.
She got on the train and cheated.
Yeah.
You forgot about the White Sox, Codo Margarito. You forgot about that.
Yeah, but that's why, Alejandro, these are big stories, because everybody doesn't do it.
No, they're normal stories.
This is not a normal story.
That's a new norm, Mark.
No, well, first of all, it's not new if it's been going. It's not new if we're talking about something from 1910.
Okay, well, yeah, you got that point right. All right.
Well, I got a lot of points right. Who else is using the shoulder tapping?
The what?
The shoulder tapping. The buzzer.
Listen, when you got to work out 2 days and come out buff 2 days later, you tell me the steroids is better than cheating?
Yep.
No.
No, steroids is 1,000 times better than cheating.
Mark, I got a barber where I get my hair cut.
Okay.
And from Monday to Saturday, I see my. I said, "Damn, Pop!" I said, "Why are your arms so damn big?" He said, "I've been working out." I said, "No, that ain't working out. You shooting something up, man."
Okay, so he can cut your hair better. I don't get it. What's the correlation?
If I got to work hard to get big on my own,
right?
For me to see my barber 3 times bigger than me in a week, there's something wrong with that. That's cheating. You're making me look bad. You making my workout look like it ain't nothing.
You get extra reps.
But
there you go.
You're walking around the street just to look big. You're not looking to change records.
All right.
You're talking to me like you got the CB muscles working for the beach, and you're talking about I'm talking about guys hitting home runs, changing the course of history in baseball.
I'm just trying to make you guys laugh.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.